Talk.
Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor Soko Sibiya, who joins you every day to chat to you a little bit about some wonderful news coming from Africa. And today she promised that she was going to be talking to us about women in the African context and some of the good things that they're doing. So, Soko, how are you?
Good morning, Abangile and listeners.
All I want to hear today is women, 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 women. That's all. That's all. This whole month, women, women. So talk to me, women.
So you're going to be hearing good things, I guess.
Yes.
So let's talk about women in the IT sector after yesterday's topic. Basically, you know, you touched on something yesterday in terms of is enough being done to get women into what is considered a very male-dominant sector. And I would say some countries are getting it right. Obviously, there's still much that needs to be done, but some countries are doing it right. One of the biggest champions of women rights or equality, gender equality, is Rwanda. They are the country that has the most MPs who are women. More than half, or almost half, of their parliament is female, and young females as well. They are the same country that came up with the Miss Geek. Remember, I once spoke about Miss Geek, where it basically highlights beauty with brains. So it looks at how young women in universities stages are basically coming up with innovative ideas and how they are shaping their communities, and basically judged on that. And the competition is about that. What are you doing in and around your community? What innovation have you come up with to solve the problems that you see around yourself? And basically the price there is to give them mentorship and make sure that their idea then now becomes fulfilled in terms of now going to the market and giving them that support in terms of going through there. Now, other countries obviously are, as I say, are trying their best to do the same thing. You'll find in places like Botswana, last you spoke about when the president left, Ian Khama left, the new president hired a very young woman to become the Minister of Finance. She's a young lady who's 34 years old, and she has a degree in economics. So, you know, it's finding women and finding young women who have different ideas from the status quo. And I think this is what everybody wants, that when you hire young people, you get a different perspective from what the older generation has. When you hire more women within your organization, you also get a different perspective from what the males have. Because, you know, if you hire the same people, they always think the same as well. So you're finding more and more countries are accepting women. And what we're also finding as well, especially in the tech space, is that they're creating their own products, their own applications, you know, things that basically work for them. In Egypt, you have companies where it's like an Uber, but only run by women and for women. So, for example, in places where they feel unsafe due to sexual assault, women in Egypt are able to actually hire a cab that's driven and run and operated by women as well.
And so, you know, whenever we think of IT, I think in even us in South Africa, it's always been that field that is, as you've correctly said, been, you know, male dominated. And whenever we look at IT, one would imagine it to be one of those fields that people have to get down and dirty in. But certainly, it's a field that I'm looking that. Women more and more are taking it on, and women are getting braver and braver, and that they're actually taking on bigger corporations.
Exactly. And, you know, as we say, that, you know, it takes one woman just to do it, and then you can see that it is done. What they're also doing, the women that who are the founders of some tech companies, is that they're now providing mentorship programs. They're also the same women who are calling for coding to, you know, to decode or destigmatize coding, to make sure that it's not something that, you know, is frowned upon. But if you start introducing it from a young age, because if you think about it, children nowadays, even your daughter, I'm sure, when it takes a phone and starts playing with it, they can navigate through the phones, the touch screens, and you wonder how they can do that. So if you can harness it from a young age, you'll find that you then start introducing children, women as well, or girl children and boy children at the same time, in terms of what is a field that many people always feel like it's for someone special, when it can actually be adapted and applied to everybody.
Yeah, always wonderful. Soku, listen, as mentioned, so tomorrow and onwards for the rest of the month, women, 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 women. I think we should actually make a song about that. Women, 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 women. Soku, thank you so much for joining us on the show. We'll chat again tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Soku Sibiya, editor at africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.